Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are we looking for a unicorn? Is anyone single and actually happy? Does that even exist? 314-531-9898. If you are someone who is listening on the radio right now and goes, yeah, I'm single and I'm very happy being single, 314-531-9898. Maybe you're no longer looking for love. Maybe you just got through a divorce or a breakup and you're just like, you know, I'm comfortable with it. Maybe you're focused on your career. What does make you do not focus on love? Because love is the best thing in the world. We all agree that love is love. It's awesome. But you're just not seeking for the best thing out there, which is love. Why are you single and happy? 314-531-9898. I don't think it exists. Anyone out there who is single and happy, and neither does Instagram or social media, because they've been like coming at AB like crazy. What has been going on with your social media?
Every ad I get is for Factor, which is like Hannah uses it.
Hannah's got one right now.
It's like they're sending you meals, you know, and it's like a meal prep service thing. Every single ad I get for it, though, will start with, are you single? Like, do you know how to cook for one? And I'm like, oh.
Oh, wow.
It's every ad I've been getting for months. And I came into the studio the other day and I was like, are you getting these? Like,
yes.
Is anybody else getting these? I've not met a single person who is also getting the same ads.
That is actually crazy, because I found out about Factor from advertisements as well. And that was not the type of ads I was getting. It was like, fuel your workout with Factor meals. So it was coming in like the workout place, and that's why it convinced me.
So I'm feeling very targeted.
Yeah, it definitely. Yes. Okay, yes. And obviously that's how like social media works. There's like this algorithm thing they talk about. So they know that Hannah's probably watching more fitness stuff and paying attention to more fitness stuff on social media. So it's like, do it for fitness. But it just shows you, AB, who claims that she is single and not looking for love and she's okay with it, clearly wants love, because Instagram is telling her, hey, you're single, loser. You want love.
That
loser.
Is wild, though. That's like actually crazy.
Everyone knows you're a loser for being single.
I have been single for like 4.5, 5 years.
Yeah, what a loser.
So,
ouch.
This is the thing. I love being single. I have absolutely no issue with it. The worst thing about it is other people's perceptions of it.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Like,
yeah,
I've had people treat me differently after they find out that I'm single. They're like, you're in your 20s and you're single? And I'm like, yeah, what's it to you? Like, I don't, and people will like pity me for it and be like, well, you know, my coworkers, like brother's son, and I'm like, people do that at family gatherings.
Always trying to set you up.
And I'm like, guys, but I'm fine, right? Like, I'm not really looking for that right now. I think the people that have an issue being single, like, don't have a good community around them, or like, you know, when something exciting happens or something sad happens, they don't have like go-to people to talk to about it. Like, I do not feel lonely. I have a good community of like family and friends that I spend so much time with. And I also like spending time alone. Like, okay. I live alone in my apartment now. That was like a big deal to me. And I love being able to like be by myself.
Are you single? Loving it? Are you unhappy and actually single, like kind of secretly? Are you focused on your career? Just got through a bad breakup and you're actually liking the alone time? Or are you just loving like the friends, girl time, good group, no one, you know, having to answer to? Why are you single? Why are you happy? 314-531-9898. And if you are single and happy, do you get the same impression like AB does? Like, people are judging us. Why? We want to hear your calls on Y98 St. Louis. We are commercial free, and we're talking a lot about love today. Like, people who are single and just happy. We announced that our Valentine's Day Project Cupid is back, where that's where we have schools and classrooms make handmade Valentines for those living in senior citizen facilities, and we go and hand pick them up from those schools and we deliver them to them. So that's something we just announced, and we're just talking about love. And about a month away from Valentine's, and AB has been just getting targeted ad after targeted ad, just really highlighting the fact that you are just single, and that's probably extremely lonely.
Yeah, they're just like, are you single? You need this. Like, you need to know how to cook for one. You need to know how to do this by yourself. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Are you single? Do you hate yourself?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, do you hate yourself? Wow. And I love how it's like, do you know how to cook for one? Like if you had a man, you would know how to cook.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kara, are you single and happy, though? Is that a thing?
Yes, I am single and happy. I've been single for 4 years, just like AB, and I have a kid of my own, so I feel like I don't need somebody else there that I have to do their laundry and do extra dishes. And I don't think that there's very many, you know, good, productive men left in the world.
Like, I've given up on men as just a whole gender.
Wow.
They're out.
So I'm happy. I've got my life flowing and going. And, I mean, things are working. So
I love that.
I messed that up.
Yeah.
Do you think, you know, because you're a mom and so now you're focused on, like, life and career and kid, do you think you'll ever just look for love again, or you just think like, hey, I'm not looking for it. I'm like really, really just content with this being the thing, and I'll be eating the Fit Factors for me.
Oh, I think once the kids and all her friends are grown and, you know, don't need me anymore, then I might put the focus in. But that doesn't mean you can't have, you know, your friends.
Yeah.
You just don't need a relationship, somebody coming in and, you know.
Well said. Sounds like I can have some friends and some hookup buddies, but I ain't looking for a real relationship.
Right, yeah, right.
I'm
that
good.
Happened, right.
Yeah. I mean, wink, wink.
Yeah. Good for you, Kara. And you're doing it right. Like, you sound extremely happy, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Lauren, are you single and happy?
I am. I'm single and happy.
Look at, like, you can hear the joy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You actually don't hear any married men calling in like that. Like, hey. That's
how they I'm married and happy.
Yeah, that's how they sound. Lauren's like, I'm single and happy.
That's right. 10 years going and I'm strong, you know? It's great.
10 years? No relationships in the last decade.
Well, I mean, I've had relationships, but nothing.
Again, with the wink, wink, but I'm talking about in a relationship. Like, you're not, like, coupled up at all, and you're totally content with that.
We got divorced like 10 years ago. I had a couple of relationships, but I decided it's too much focus off of, you know, I've got two kids. I'm focused on the kids. And then I went back and got my master's degree, and I focused on my career. And I've got, you know, got the house, got the dog, got the cat. We're good. We got the kids, you know.
Look at that, should be those Instagram ads. Hey, you want a dog, house, kids, and happiness? Try being single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Factor meals for you.
<That's right. laughs>